Sin becheskas mi. According to the Beit Hillel says, Hanachosim becheskosim, and we explain that goes on the nichsei tzoinu barzel. That's the property that belonged to the wife before she was married. And she brought it in, she gave it to the husband. And the husband has complete achrayis on it, which means they evaluated how much that property is worth. Let's say it was worth $100. So the husband has the right to do what he wants with it. Whenever she wants or she gets a gift, she receives back $100 worth of karka. So question Beis Hillel said now, it's Bechaz Kotsum. So Morris says, Bechaz Kasmi, who did Beis Hillel mean to say receives it? In the case of the Mishnah where both of them die, and the son of both Yerushim said the other one died first. So Yechna Noma Bechaz Kas Yerushi Abal. The Yerushi Abal have a right to keep it. Since the Baal right now is a Muchzik in these Nechosim, he has a right to self do what he wants with it. He has a chiyav achrayus on it, even though we'll have to say that to his wife later, but right now he's a muchzik on it, therefore minasotik, they take it. The Yerushi Abal. For Ablezer Omar, becheskas Yerushi Isha. No, the Yerushi Isha have a right to take it, because since it's nichtei tzoin barzel, this is something that belongs to the Isha, so their Yerushim, they have a right to keep it.
However, Rabbi Shimon ben Lokish, Mishun ba kapur Omar, he says, no, Yachleiku, the locher is, both of them get half. And Vechein Tona Bakapora, that Hoyo Vihalolu Boyin Liyorish, Vihalolu Boyin Liyorish, is Yachleiku. Like both of them really have a schustain over here. The Yorishi Abal have a schustain to say that the Baal is a muchzik in the kaka right now. And the Yorishi Yisha have a cheska to say, listen, the property belonged to her before, and she has a right to receive it eventually, like she would have. It's nicht der Zern Barzel. Sehr von allem in der Stoffe, who gets it? Loch rejach leiku. Both of them get 50-50.
Now the Mishnah says, Nofal habayis olo v'yalimoy. A house falls upon him and his mother. Yeah, again, so the Mishnah says like this, Nofal habayis olo v'yalimoy. A house fell upon a son and his mother. Rashbam explains, let's say like Rochel, that was in an Amona. Rachel was married to Yaakov, and Yaakov died, and Rachel, the Amona, is still alive, and Rachel had a son, she had Yosef. So now, the house caved down upon both of them, upon the mother, Rachel, and upon the son, Yosef. And it's a shiloh, who died first, who would yashin who? Like, if the mother died first, so then the son, Yosef, would yashin his mother, and then when he dies, his brothers would take over the Yerusha. But if the son died first, then the halacha is that the mother keeps the Yerusha, and therefore when she dies, Chveis, her sisters, or her father, they would yashin. So the Mishnah says, Eilu v'eilu moedim shiachleku. The Tanakhama holds that both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai that argued before with the yachleku on the chosim and iskayim, cheskosan, here they both agree to say yachleku. Here both parties comes with an equal taina. They both have an equal taina of Yerusha. The Rambam explains, not like before, once coming with Teres HaBal Chayiv, but here the mamas equal Yorshim. The house fell upon both the mother and the son. We don't know who died first. Both Yorshim have equal tainas. Therefore, the Tanakhama says, everybody agrees he achleiku. On this, the Mishnah says no, that Omer Rabbi Kiva says no, that the Moida ni bezu. He used the Lashon like Moida because the Tanakhama says that Elu b'elu Moidim. But really what he means to say is, that I hold my sheet to Rabbi Kiva is shanachosim bechaskosim. That no, here also Beis Hillel holds the same sheet that the nechosim stays bechaskosim where they were before. And this the Gemara will explain exactly who keeps it. What does it mean bechaskosim? Omaloi benazai. So benazai says back to Rabbi Kiva, al chalukin nonu mitzvarim. Like it's bad enough we have tsar from the first machlekesim between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Ela shebos lachalak aleinu as hashavin. And now you want to make tzavash, you want to make problems for us, Rabbi Kiva. That as Anakama says, Chotch in this case, and now in Mishnah's case, they both agree with Shem and Beis Hillel to say Achleku. It's like, why do you, Rabbi Kiva, have to come and say, no, they argue in this case also. So the kids of Ben Azai, like, argues on Rabbi Kiva to say, here in this case, the Mishnah, he agrees with Anakama that the locha should be Elu v'Elu Modim, Shiachleku. Here everybody would agree they have equal kindness here, and therefore here in this case, Utanakami would say Achleku. We say both Yerushim have equal power to take over.
Now the Gemara goes to explain Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara says, Becheskas mi.
The Kiva says even in our Mishnah that Nechosim, Becheskosim, who keeps it? Which one? So it's Machlokes. Rabbi Loi Omar Becheskos Yerushu Eim. Nechosim stays by the Cheskos of the Eim. The mother Rochel stays by Hamashpacha. Her father takes it. Rabbi Zera says no. Becheskos Yerushu Ben. It goes over to the father. Goes over to the son. Rabbi says the Machlokes, we'll soon see what the Machlokes says, but this Tzvara of Zera is that since the son, he has a right to Yashin the father, he like takes over the rights of the father, and really the father would Yashin the mother also, so therefore the son is the Ika Yerush, therefore he keeps it all. Gemara says though, Kisolak Reb Zeira, when Reb Zeira went up to Eretz Yisrael, now the Gemara says though again that Kisolak Reb Zeira, when Reb Zeira went up to Eretz Yisrael, he changed his mind, and Kom B'Shitol said to Reb Ilo, he changed his mind, and he also told Reb Ilo that the property is Becheskas Yerushayim. The Gemara says, Rabba also got up, Beshitas Reb Zeira. Beshitas Reb Zeira. So Amr Reb Zeira says, Shema Minif Mir I see that Avira Deret Yisrael Machim, that the ear in Eretz Yisrael, that makes you smart. The fact Reb Zeira went up to Eretz Yisrael, he changed his mind, he came to the right pshat. The time of mind, now the Gemara explained, what's like the reason of this? That Reb Zeira said at the beginning, Reb Zeira now changed the pshat also. That the Nechosim stays B'yor She'aim. Why B'yor She'aim? So Rabbi explains, Hoyel V'yuchzeko Nachlo B'yosa Shevet. Like since the Nachlo, it was already Muchzek in her Shevet. In other words, true Rocha was married to Yaakov. So when Yaakov was alive, the property was in Shevet Yaakov. But now that Yaakov died, so now like Rocha by itself goes back to her father's Shevet. Her father was from a different Shevet. So this property is like the Cheskas, Hoshevet, that Shevet. So if it was a Shalom now to take it out of Hoshevet and to bring it into a son Shevet, so you have a suffix, you don't take it out of Hoshevet, but we leave it rather by her. Therefore, that's when they come out, is the Cheskas Yoshayim. The property stays on her property, on her Chazok and Hoshevet. Now the word says, Omoloi ben Azai, ala chalukim onu mitztairim. That Ben Azai was arguing on Rabbi Kiva. So Gemara says, Omoreb siloi, Ad Omer Rada said over that you should know Ben Azai Talmud Chovad Rabbi Kiva Hevi. Ben Azai was a special Talmud of Rabbi Kiva, not a regular Talmud, but a Talmud Chovad means like his best Talmud is like a little bit close to him. Hevi to call Malay Shabbos that he said a lashon of Shabbos you and not like a third lashon of Shabbos Rebbe. He said the lashon of a Talmud Chovad. That's the way you talk. Yeah. Gashman says, "V'loy koma shabor rabenu." We didn't say loshen of shabor rabenu. That's right. The Ben Azai was a Talmud chaver of Rabbi Akiva. Now the Gemara says, "Sholcho mitom." They sent a shalom from Eretz Yisrael. What's going to be the lochav ben shalov ben nichtayoviv, a son that borrowed money on the security of his father's property, v'chayoviv, and his father was alive at the time. Umeit, and then his father died. So says a lochav is that here that what's going to be. Benoy, the son, moitz miyad halakuchos, that the son has a right to take away property from the kuchos, from the people that the father sold his property to. That's what it says. So the more is, like, it doesn't make any sense here. Vizuhi shakosher b'dini mamnis. This is very hard to understand in Hilchos Mamnis. Lovo my mafik. Like, first of all, we'll see, he asked in Yishayel here, the son borrowed money. So if the son borrowed money, what is he doing taking it away? What is he doing? It says now, that Benoy Meitzi Miyad HaLakuchas, why could he be Meitzi? Why does he take away? He has to pay back, not that he takes away. V'yoyden also Lakuchas Ma'avidite. What does he have to do with Lakuchas of the father? If the father sold his property, he could sell it to whoever he wants to. So what kind of shadows is what's going on here? Mer says, true, El or rather, I Yitma, if you learned anything, Hoch Yitma, this is the way it should be learned.